The Three Levels of Value, An Amazing Process to Love Yourself. In this article I'll teach you something that has the potential to turn you into a happy, joyful person. No kidding. Also, it can serve as the bridge between human and human being. From that you can guess, the distinctions in this article are high level. At present, if you are a normal human, you are judging yourself and others. You are miserable, wretched, prone to get happy, get sad, get depressed at the drop of a hat. I assert that you are judgmental, because distinctions are missing, and there is nothing wrong with you. Or them. You are judgmental. You can't help it. You may try to control yourself, suppress it, but it isn't going anywhere. It is there. It's vicious. You judge yourself as much as you judge others. This is how you learn to be, by modeling your parents, your teachers, your bosses, your church, your politicians. You learn from your guardians that there is something wrong with you, that you are not good enough, and unless you are good enough you are not acceptable. This is your cultural heritage, and therefore you live in a private hell of trying to be good enough, trying to measure up to people's expectations of you. And no matter what you do, you end up being wrong, not good enough, not belonging, or whatever you made up about yourself when you were little, and earlier today. Your dominant emotions are fear, anguish, shame and guilt. As is always the case, this whole worldview is based on a narrow understanding of the world. It is based on an unintelligent view. Axiology, the science of values. What is the definition of good? Be patient, this is a little bit philosophical. It will get easier from here on. Philosopher Dr. Robert Hartman was the first philosopher who succeeded at defining what is good. Many famous and less famous philosophers worked through the centuries, but no matter what they said, it didn't really define good. Dr. Robert Hartman said, "Good is that which fulfills its intended purpose and design perfectly." Dr. Hartman was a Christian, and he said, "Human being was created to the image of God, and therefore human being is good if and when it fulfills this design." I don't know about God, so I say it this way. When a human being lives, behaves, thinks consistent with the original design, i.e., it is in harmony with all of it, then it is good. The 40 or so soul corrections and the 48 Bach flower energies, the energies of the Bach flower remedies, are the 40 different ways a human being can be out of harmony with all of it. By the way, the truth value of the theory of axiology is 90%, which is very high. The order of values that the value profile is based on also has a truth value, it is 30%. Dr. Hartman's Christian values put their stamp on the order of values. In axiology, value science, there are three levels of values. The first level is the systemic values. The systemic level is the level of judgments. Systemic value is a binary value. Good/bad, smart/stupid, useful/useless, clumsy/clever, pretty/ugly, normal/different, valuable/worthless are examples of systemic value pairs. Systemic values are cultural, defined by society, and change as society changes. What is good in one society is bad in another. In Nigeria, a woman needs to carry hundreds of pounds of fat to be pretty. In the Western world, skinny or buff are considered pretty. Also in the Western world, Albert Einstein, on the systemic level, would be considered a moron. He had bad memory, he could not add up small numbers, he was dyslexic. Had he accepted your judgment of him, we would not have gotten the theory of relativity. He was too stupid to care about your opinion of him. The second level of values is called extrinsic value. We are very familiar with this value. This is everything you can put a dollar value on, a used value on. Most everything that you can sell as a product or a service belong here. Your productivity, your knowledge, your memory, your skills, your beauty, your grace, your presentability. Depending on the context, they are all extrinsic values. This level has, as you can see, a wider range, not just an on-off switch, maybe tens of facets, a scale, a point system, a scope. Measured and measurable. You find out your extrinsic value to your employer at evaluation meetings. And your salary reflects your employer's evaluation of that value. People pick their friends and spouses, mostly, based on extrinsic, usefulness, value. As you can see, this value is also in the eye of the beholder. It is not innate. Its size depends on the observer's need, taste, and financial strength. The third level of value is called intrinsic value. Intrinsic value has traditionally been thought to lie at the heart of ethics. The intrinsic value of something is said to be the value that that thing has in itself, or for its own sake, or as such, or in its own right. Extrinsic value is value that is not intrinsic. This value, Intrinsic value is innate, inborn. They are beingness values. This means that no observer is necessary, no evaluation is necessary. This value is part of every human, by design. It is built in the genes. Some active, some inactive, but they are there. All 160. Freedom, grace, sincerity, honesty, courage, generosity, respect, honor, dignity, love, in a word, the higher values. The lofty values. The godly values. Or said in beingness language, spiritual capacity language, they are, for example, being free, free to be yourself, free to act, free to be happy, etc. Being graceful, sincere, honest, being courageous, acting in the face of fear, being generous of spirit, respectful, being honoring, being with dignity, love, etc. Just match these with the nouns of the previous paragraph. Spiritual capacities, the ones I count, and the ones you don't have activated, the ones I activate, the ones that raise your vibration, the ones that potentially makes you a human being are all intrinsic values. As a society, we give lip service to these values. Why lip service? Because you can't see in another what you can't see in yourself. So you talk, but you are pretending. Which is just another word for lying. 99% of the memes on the internet make you lie. Unless it is your personal experience, it is a lie. When I first heard about intrinsic values, in 1998, I cried for a week. I was confronted by the fact that I had these values. But I had never felt them, had never seen them. My whole world consisted of systemic values and extrinsic values. I had never seen intrinsic values, neither in myself nor in another. I was totally blind to them. The whole idea that I had these values, that I manifested these values, but was totally unconscious of them was the most horrifying feeling. And at the same time it became the beginning of the process of my becoming a human being. Until that point I was a nasty human machine, alternating between judging people, and producing value. In the years since 1998 I have met almost all intrinsic values I know how to spell. After all these are the same values I activate with the second and third phase activators, and with the spiritual capacity activators. My experience with people, including my students, has been that intrinsic values don't constitute reality, don't constitute actuality until they are you activate them. Until they are brought into your consciousness. Until you can see them in yourself and in others, everywhere. And then you can be these values. This has been the least rewarding part of my work, while it could have been the most rewarding part. Here are some fundamental values, intrinsic values you miss and thus can't love yourself. Respect, look again. If you reread the title, you are going to learn an intrinsic value that is fundamentally alters your life, if you apply it in earnest. The intrinsic value is respect. Respect is not what it means in street speak, honoring, obeying, and other politically correct ways of being. Respect is simple, and has no content, no color. It simply means respect, look again. Armed with the distinctions of the three levels of values, you can look at people again, and bring different levels of value to look through. Your judgment can come from any of the three levels, but mostly it comes from the systemic, the on-off switch level. Test this for yourself. Step 1, let's say your opinion of your boss is that he is a jerk. It's a systemic judgment. Step 2, let's look at the same person through the extrinsic level. He may be educated, he may be able to organize the work well for everyone, he may be representing your interest to his boss well, so your team is well thought of. He has normal budget, etc. You know the specifics. It's been a long time that I last had a boss. Once you are done with that level, you'll notice that being a jerk is now just one of the values this guy has, and maybe not even the most important. Step 3, when you enter the level of the intrinsic, the difference will be even more obvious. Look at the guy again, now through the level of the intrinsic values. In the beginning it will not be easy, but try. He may be a good father. He may take care of his parents, so he must care. And he may be courageous in the face of a disease, he may be an honest guy, he may have a sense of humor, he may be thorough. Find some intrinsic values. The more often you do this, and the more people you do this with, the wider your cone of vision gets and the better your world will become. The real benefit will come when you look in the mirror. You will suddenly start to see your inner beauty, and that is priceless. When you feel good about yourself, you love your life. And when you love your life, there is a spring in your steps, a real smile on your face, and you see more and more of the beautiful qualities of the people in your life. Things are easier to do, and you enjoy doing them more. judgment will disappear as if it had never been there, and please, share with others where you learn to be happier, I would appreciate it. P.S. You can do this same process with people who have hurt you in the past. One of the fastest ways to change your life is to change your past. You see, you don't ever recall what happened. You recall what happened together with your judgment of the incident and the people. This is a great process to alter the past by altering the judgment. By bringing respect, looking again through the three levels of values. P.P.S. If you have a chance, watch the Japanese movie, Departures. In it, the main character slowly learns to look again. At the end, he finds out that the father he thought didn't love him, loved him more than anything. Be prepared to cry. Beautiful movie. P.P.P.S. If you only do things that are for effect, like the kid on the picture, you will not love yourself. What is ontology? Each human has 160 potential intrinsic value way to be. I call these spiritual capacities. The average number of spiritual capacities in a person is 1.5. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates have 40 spiritual capacities each active. So you see, to be successful in the world you need more capacities than you have now. I write a lot about capacities. If you'd like to find out how many capacities you have active, working for your success in money, health, relationships, and happiness, you can get the combo deal. I measure 49 aspects of you, including the number of spiritual capacities you have active. Your vibration. Your overall IQ, including your intelligence. The number of spiritual capacities you have. Your soul correction, your machine. Do you have attachments? The level of your health. If you bought these tests separately, you'd pay $49. But buying them all at once, I knock off $24. Click on the payment button to get your starting point measurements. I'll let you know in my email response. You could ask for a free health evaluation, if you want. There you need to use a coupon code NOSTRINGS to knock off the $25 price to zero. That health evaluation is worth more than $100. Why am I doing it for free? Because unless you have enough energy to do the work, you can't. Get your starting point measurements. There is a whole dimension to life that you have not experienced, or that you have lost. The intrinsic dimension,